Meist was the processes. If you be me your daf in the back of Rav. Listen, if you be me your fatima kasha hechi of his hochi, how do you be me your daf in the back of his Rebbe? Do I'm a Rav, you do I'm a Rav. Lo lo mal yisfal lodom, lo y kineged Rabba, you're not supposed to daf in on the same side as your Rebbe, but lo yachura Rabba, not even the back of your Rebbe you can't daf in. So how does Rebbe Yirmiyah daven in the back of Rav? That's the kasha. The Tanya Rebbe Lezoyna, Hamispalal Achura Rabbi, somebody daven in the back of his Rebbe, the Hanoisin Shalom the Rabbi, or else he gives Shalom Aleichem to your Rebbe, which means, like Taisa says, Hanoisin Shalom the Rabbi, that means Pirish Kisharf in the Yodim, Shaina Oimer Shalom Aleichem Rebbe. You just say Shalom Aleichem to him, not like anybody else, that's awesome. The Rebbe is supposed to say Shalom Aleichem Rebbe. So if you stand say Benoistim Shalom the Rabbi, or else you are Shalom the Rabbi, you stand say back Aleichem Shalom, you don't say Aleichem Shalom Rebbe, or else be Achulik Al Yeshivotzei Shal Rabbi, or else if you Mechulik on your Rebbe's Yeshiva, which means if your Rebbe has a Yeshiva, the Talmud does not let open up Yeshiva right next to his Rebbe's Yeshiva, unless the Rebbe gives Rishus. But without Rishus from the Rav, you're not allowed to open up your yeshiva next to your Rebbe's yeshiva. That's called Yecholik HaYeshivot Shal Rabbi. V'yoyim HaDovar Shalei Shama Mipi Rabbi. And if you say something over in the name of your Rebbe, that your Rebbe never said it, is Gerim L'Shchina Sheshatalik MiYisrael. All these things, if you do it, it's Gerim that the Shchina goes away from Klal Yisrael. Zvel Tekasha, how did Rebbe Yirmiyah daven in the back of his Rebbe? You're not allowed to daven in the back of your Rebbe. You girl, the Shechina should go away from Klal Yisrael. And the Gemara, Shani Reb Yirmiyah Bar Abba, the Talmud Chover Hevi. He wasn't really a Talmud from Rav. He was called a Talmud Chover. There's a lot of different shot exactly what Talmud Chover means. Some learn that Metchila you learned from your Rebbe, but later the Talmud studies to be even greater than the Rebbe. So the first, since the Metchila learned from the Rebbe, he's called like a Talmud Chover. But it doesn't have to be nearly covered that much to his Rebbe, because right now like he's even greater, or at least at the same Madrega like his Rebbe is. The more right for this. Behind the Kamalei Rebbe Yirmiyah Bar Abba the Rav. This is the way Rebbe Yirmiyah Rabba, when he spoke to Rav, he told him like this. Me bodless, were you poisek from doing Malach on Erev Shabbos? We'll soon see the Meister was, where he was Mekabel Shabbos early, Erev Shabbos. So if you daven early, you have to plug a mincha, it's called Shabbos. So he asked him, did you stop doing malacha? Me bodless. Omalei, so Rav answered back in. But Dilna, I stopped doing malacha. Since I was Makabal Shabbos earlier on Erev Shabbos, as soon as I said Kabbalah Shabbos, I stopped doing malacha. Now the Raya is, V'loi Omar, when Rabbi Yirmi Bar Abba asked Rav, he didn't say, Me bodul mar. As you talk to your Rebbe, you spoke a nice Lashon Makavadik, Me bodul mar. I said, Rebbe, did you stop doing malacha? So since he just said, Mi bodol, it's a raya, Rebbe Yirmiyah didn't have to be nei kovet to Rav, because he wasn't really his Rabbi Muvit, he was like a Talmud Chov. So Drashi, Achure Rabbi, Nami Yuru, the Davin and Baki Rebbe, so Sawasta Mishum Yuru. So Taiz brings down another pshat, based before a Shemira Ki Mishtachva the Rabbi. It looks like you're bowing down to your Rebbe, for Davin and Baki Rebbe. Shalom the Rabbi, Drashi Kishar Kol Odom, Shalom Alecha. If you just say Shalom Alecha, that's also. Lo Yom Aloy Shalom Alecha Rebbe. But that's the way you're supposed to. If your Rebbe is supposed to say Shalom Alecha Rebbe. V'ayna the Kol Malei Oysa Hayoyin. She has followed Rav. Shal Shabbos, Bera Shabbos, will soon see the Maisa. Rav was Makabla Shabbos early. Omalei Rebbe Yimi asked Rav, Mi Bodles Min Hamlocha. Did you stop doing Malocha already? Hoyo V'kibalto Lecha Shabbos Yitzvah Sefer. Since you daven on Friday, you daven Kabbalah Shabbos early, did you stop doing malacha? And he answered back, yes, I stopped doing malacha. But in the game twas the Rayer is, well, Omalei Mibodu Mar. He didn't take a Loshin cover to your Rebbe. Rebbe, did you stop doing malacha? Shmamina Talmud Chover Hevelei. He was a Talmud Chover, and therefore he doesn't have to be knowing that much cover to his Rebbe. Right? For the Gemara, Mibodu, is it true that after Rav davened early on Friday with Mekabel Shabbos, that he stopped doing malacha, he was Mekabel even the Yisra malacha? The Yomer Rabbi Avin, Pa Machas his follow Rebbe, Shel Shabbos Derev Shabbos.
One time Rebbe davened early, after Plaga Mincha on Erev Shabbos, he was in the Kabbal Shabbos, and after he davened Marav, he davened Kabbalah Shabbos, the Nichnas Lemerchat, and he went into the Merchat, which on Shabbos is also to take a shower. Especially a hot shower is also, it's also to go to the Merchat. And here he went into the Merchat, the Yotza, then he came out of the Merchat, the Shana Lon Tirkin, and then he gave us a shir, and learned with us. The Yadayim Lechashecha, and it wasn't yet Tzitzik Echokim. So Chura, even though Rebbe davened Marav early, he was Mekabel Shabbos early, still you see he wasn't bodo from Locho, he held his mutter to go into the Merchat, since it wasn't Tzitzik Echokim yet. So Chura, how could you say before he was bodo from Locho? Amar Rova, Hahu de Nichnas La'Aziya. Not that Rebbe went into the Merchat, he didn't go to take a shower. Havadim with the Rabbonin, it's also to take a hot shower on Shabbos. It's Gzera, maybe you come to boil up the hot water. So Rabbonin asked him taking a hot shower on Shabbos. That also. Here the mice was, he didn't go to take a shower even. He just went Lazir, take a schwitz. He just went into the sweat room. He went, no, not Nitzel. He went Lazir, he just wanted to take a schwitz. He went into. The Kodidom Gzera heavy. And even though the Rabbonin made Gzera not even take a schwitz on Shabbos, this was Kodidom Gzera. Therefore, it's true. As soon as he davened Kabbalah Shabbos, he was Mekabel Shabbos, also to do Malachis. But at that time, it was still mutter to go into the Zayah, take a Shvitz, but even on Shabbos you were allowed to. And of course, later they made Gzera not even take a Shvitz. And the Gzera then was, because some people used to say, we're only taking a Shvitz going to their steam room, and really they went into the shower to take a hot shower. So Rabbonin asked them not even to go into the steam room, but then they shouldn't come to take a shower. So Rashi Lebeis HaMerchet, after they made two gezeiros, not to take a shvitz and not take a shawam, the Shabbos terminum sech the Shabbos parakiro shesiku. The Almo Alpha gav the tzoli, even though Rebbe was mekabel Shabbos, loy bodel miyisa Shabbos. He wasn't mekabel yisa melacha. It's a shaykh to have like a teisvish a kabel Shabbos, a teisvish Shabbos, but not megeita melacha.
The Shabbos the gezeira and the pizza came first.
Right, right. On my rovel azia, Rashi nichnas lazia machmas chayim beis hamerchas. For leinos maluf mayim, he didn't take a shower. He just wanted to take to go into the steam. So that was mutter at that time. But kaidem zera, actually goes to al azia. But the whole book that the Armenian could yama rovel azia and hoch Armenian. This is the makor that Rav said is such a gzera, a second gzera to ask for even a shvitz without taking the shower. Because the gemara ain't he. So we were saying now. That when you're mekabel Shabbos early, you have to be noyig in Yisra Melacher also. Something more any before you are not like that. For Abaya, Shorilei l'Ravimi, Valivoi l'Chvurei Sali. He was master him when they had baskets to put a nice smell into the baskets. Now, you have a fire going there, put like some into the fire and let the smell go into the baskets. That's called l'Chvurei Sali. Then l'Chvurei, this was after we davened kabel Shabbos already. So Guru, how could he do that? If we dive in Kabbalah Shabbos, it's Shabbai Bosa.
Yeah.
Shabbai Bosa. But Rashi, Lechburei Sali, Le'ashen Oysan the Gophers, to make the smell come from Gophers, Le'achar Shis Falu Shal Shabbos, there are Shabbos. This after he was already Makabal Shabbos, he did this Melacha. So you see, you don't have to be Bodo from Melacha after Kabbalah Shabbos. And tomorrow there was a different Meister. Ha'u Tu's Heavy. There the Kabbalah was Betoit. The drashi too so heavy. Like kibbul ala peisvah Shabbos mishas tefila midas. They didn't really mean to make an early Shabbos. Elo yoyim amunim hoy. It was a very cloudy day. Uksava chashecha. They thought it was mam mitzvechovim, and they davened marav because they thought it was Shabbos really. V'yachakach zorachama. Then the clouds went away and the sun came out. It was still void yoyim. That's called the kabbalah v'toyis. That's not called the kabbalah. That's why he was still allowed to do melacha. But if somebody Yochid knows it's only Plaga Mincha and he's davening early, the halacha is that he's Mekabel Melacha, he can't do Melacha either. Kreti Gemara, Otusa Mihadra, could you be Toyis, could you be Choyzeh? Once you Mekabel Shabbos, could you be Choyzeh to say it's not called a good Kabbalah? V'omar Avidon, Ha Machas Nizkashru Shemayim Bogen. One time the sky got full of clouds. The Elam thought already it's night, it says Chovim, it's already Shabbos. Who? The Nichnas on the base of Knesset, so the whole people went into Shul with Paulu. Shom Maitsoi Shabbos to Shabbos. They daven in Havdolah, they daven Marav. It was Maitsoi Shabbos. They daven Marav or Maitsoi Shabbos.
v'nispazer ofim, then the cloud went away, v'zorch l'achama, the sun came out, ubo v'shol l'shebe, they went to ask Rebbe, what's the locha? The yomer, and he said, hoyo v'ispalu, ispalu, since they already davened marav, the locha is, you don't have to daven marav over again. So you see, even though they davened betoys, like if they would have known it was still yom, they wouldn't have davened marav. But because they thought it was sent in chazan. But since they davened, we said tefillah is called the good tefillah. Now this avad is talking about after plaga mincha. Like before plaga mincha, treated marav has no, you can't daven marav then. But if after plaga mincha, then if you want to daven, you could daven. Because they thought it was really nice, that's why they davened. So the toys still we say the tefillah is called the good tefillah. So it's the kashan before the ma'aser we say that the makabel shabbos the toys is not called the kabbalah shabbos. Harai you allowed to do malacha. So Mazoi, why is the tefillah marav called the good tefillah? And the Gemara Shani Tibur Shloim Matuchinim Lehu. The Torah says it's about Zundi Rekula for Tfilas Marav, about us only with the Rabbonim. And about the whole Tzibur, Davin Marav already, the Rabbonim will not master them to Davin Marav a second time. But really, the Kabbalah Victorious is not called the Kabbalah. Like if you Davin on Friday, early Shabbos. Why? Because you thought it's cloudy, it's dark already. You thought it's Lila. Then the clouds go away and it's really light. There's no Kabbalah Shabbos then. You're allowed to do Malacha. Because the Kabbalah Betoy is not called the Kabbalah. Just it's a special kula that if you daven Marav early, it will be after Plaga Mincha. So you could be Yotzi Marav then. So even though you daven Marav Betoy, but since the whole seed were together, daven Marav, and it's only with the Rabbanan Marav, the Rabbanan were not masuch you to daven a second time. The Drashi, Hoyel Vispalu Spalu. Well, he Tzrichim Lispalu Meshach HaSheikha. This is the Kasha. He didn't say they have to daven over again. Alma Tzvilihi. You see, it's called a good Tzvilah. The Yafal Tishlo Hutra Ben Locha. Even though they weren't Mutter do Malocha yet. Hosem Hu Dulei Lavra Al Divri Terah. His Shit didn't do Malocha then. This was on my Tzoy Shabbos. If now it came out, it was still light. So Shit the Midirais, it's still Shabbos now. About you can't do Malocha. Like even if you dive a Marav early, we'll soon see later, if you dive a Marav early on my Tzoy Shabbos, Malocha you can't do to set Chavim. I will in you in Tzoy Afragav the betoyis have a taisusu, but I call upon him to see if you makabulus betoyis, still it's called the good kabbalah at eight filo. Hail the yom at filo kabbali. Since you daven marv, it's called the good kabbalah. So the kasha bayos, why do we say an erev Shabbos, you're still allowed to do malocha? The Torah says the kabbalah betoyis is not called the kabbalah. So if you makabul Shabbos early betoyis, you thought it was night, but really it's still day, it's not called the kabbalah, you still do malocha. That's only Bazundu Akulu with the whole Tzibur, Davin Marav, they weren't masters to Davin again. Masheng Laloch, if a Yochid does this, he has to Davin Marav again. Let's say it's a very cloudy day, and you thought it's night, and you start to Davin Marav. And then the clouds go away, and you still have the light outside, then you should Davin Marav a second time. Only Akulu, by a Tzibur, they weren't masters of those Tzibur to Davin over again. Yeah. Right. Omer Rabbi Chiya Bar Avin. Rav Soli Shal Shabbos Nera Shabbos. Rav used to be Mekabel Friday Shabbos early. Rav Yashia Matzli Sel Moitzoy Shabbos to Shabbos. He used to even daven Moitzoy Shabbos early, that means after Plaga Mincha. So Tzai speaks out, Soli Shal Moitzoy Shabbos Yeshleim Adachi Marik Sheish Loi Tzerech Mitzvah. Lafet to Moitzoy Shabbos Goyim Leches Lombo Tinnit. And then he wouldn't have time later, so it's a heter. But about the Metchilan, my Tzoy Shabbos, you shouldn't daven Marav after Plaga Mincha daven early. Just if you have to, after Tzerech, it's also Mila, Tzerech Mitzvah, you're allowed to daven Marav even on my Tzoy Shabbos after Plaga Mincha. That's what Rabbi Yashi did. Matzi shol my Tzoy Shabbos for Shabbos. Now, Rav Soli shol Shabbos era Shabbos. Rav was Makabel Shabbos early. Fred Gemara Shaila, Oymer Kedusha Lakoyt Oyenoy. Oymer. Kedusha Lakoyt. Was he even allowed to make Kiddush then, in that time, after Plaga Mincha, after Davar Marav, could he even make Kiddush? Or maybe no, Kiddush he can't make. And the Havamina is, clearly you could daven early, like if Yehuda, after Plaga Mincha, it's called Marav. But maybe Kiddush has to be on the Gufa Shabbos. And the Gufa Shabbos only starts from Laila, present Chavim. So the Gemara on Shmuel, Mitzvah Lodim Shal Shabbos Vera Shabbos, V'yoyimah Kiddush HaLakoy. You know you're even allowed to make Kiddush also. If you daven marav after plaga mincha, the locher is, you're allowed to make kiddush also. Bilchos hakavosei, and that's where we pass the also. And the Tzeis Rosh speaks out because the pasuk says zocher es yom hashabbos. It doesn't say zocher bi yom hashabbos. It just says zocher es yom hashabbos. Mashmi, even a little bit before Shabbos, you're also allowed to make kiddush. And that's why you're allowed to make Kiddush if you daven early. Rabbi Yashia Matli Shomaitzui Shabbos to Shabbos. Rabbi Yashia, like Christ says, he had a service to go away with Bar Mitzvah, so he was allowed to daven Marav early, even on Maitzui Shabbos. Klet tomorrow, Oimer Havdola Lakois, Oyeno Oimer Havdola Lakois. If he has to plug him in, if he daven Maitzui Shabbos, is he allowed to make Havdola Halakois or not? To Hashema, Yom Rav Yudha Mashmuel, Mispal Odom Shomaitzui Shabbos to Shabbos. If you have to, you're allowed to daven Marav early, even on Maitzui Shabbos, the Yomer Havdol Alakois, and you're even allowed to make Havdol Alakois. So the Tosfos Rosh speaks out that Avad the Ner had to do a Melacha, the Raisa Abadi not allowed to do. But Avad is still called Shabbos until Tosfos Chofim. Just if you're going to be on the road, like here, the person was going to make a Mila, he started to travel already, and he's afraid later on the road he's not going to be able to make Havdolah, you're allowed to make Havdolah now, right after you Dava Marav, even though it's only after Plag Mincha, and the Havdolah is called the good Havdolah, for the same Svara, because Havdolah is also from the Pasuk Zohar of Yom HaShabbos. So we say you're supposed to be Zohar at the beginning of Shabbos and at the end of Shabbos. So it doesn't but have to say it has to be after Shabbos. Zohar at the end could be a little bit before, a little bit after. Just like at the beginning of Shabbos, you could do a little bit before Shabbos, or then Havdolah could be even a little bit before Shabbos. You could also say Havdolah. You erase the Havdolah. Right, Melacha you can't do right, but the mitzvah Havdolah you're already Yochor, you were Zohar at Yom HaShabbos, be Tziyosai. Right, but Ner, Abadi can't light the Ner, you can't do Melacha yet. Omer Rab Zera, Omer Rab Asi, Omer Rab Elozer, Omer Rab Chanina, Omer Rab, Bitzad Omud Zeh, by this place, his follow Rabbi Yishmov, Rabbi Yitzi, Shel Shabbos Era Shabbos. If he was Mekabel Friday, Shabbos early. Saying that he also daven Marav early. So the more kiosk Ula, when Ula came, he said the mice was different. Oma bitzad tamru heve, esh v'loy bitzad omud. It wasn't stung by this bean, it was by it's marked by a date tree. V'loy Reb Yishmo, Reb Yaisi heve, that wasn't the mice with him. Ela Reb Lezer, Reb Yaisi heve, there were different mice, Reb Lezer, Reb Yaisi. And vice v'loy shol Shabbos era Shabbos, it wasn't Friday, davening early heve, ela shol Moitzoy Shabbos Shabbos heve. Different mice lagami, different mice, davening Moitzoy Shabbos. Lagair, you have to stay over the right halacha with the right members, you have to stay over. But that's the halacha though, you let it daven early, and you can make kiddush also early. The halacha is brought down, even the Magen Avraham says, Lamaisa, if somebody wants to make Kabbalah Shabbos early, you have to plug a mincha. You want to make Kabbalah Shabbos and make kiddush and eat, and then daven Marav later, you can do that also. It's the Magen Avraham.
What if you're Makabal Vitalis?
What?
What
is it's not called the Kabbalah task. The Torah is not called the Kabbalah. What yes?
Is the
Torah
Kiddush a good Kiddush?
Some of that? No. The Torah. Hey, that's if you didn't want to make early. You all usually wait till Tzitz Chavim. And tonight it came cloudy. You thought it was safe. That's Gemara. The Torah is not called the Kabbalah. Right. The Tfilah Sarah Vein L'Kva. Mar of the Mishnah says has no Kva. Because the Gemara Ma'ayin L'Kva. What's the solution has no Kviyas? If it means you could daven Marav the whole night time till Omer HaShachar, or was it listed, Tfilos Erev Kula Laila, let it say. Ela Mayim L'Kva, command the Yom HaTfilos Arvus Rishut. It means to pass, and we hold Tfilos Arvus is only Rishut. Hagam HaKloikis, Yom Rav Yudha Mashmuel, Tfilos Arvus. What's the loss of Tfilos Arvus? Yom Gamliel Loim HaChayva. It's the Chiv to daven. Yom Yishur Loim HaRishut. Omer Abaya, Lofa Kedivra Yom HaChayva. That's what Abaye says. For Rava, Mano, Halacha Gedivra Yemer Rishut, and we always pass in Abaye of Rava. We pass like Rava. The Halacha is Marv is only called Rishut. Now, what does that mean? A Rishut? Play speaks out here. Halacha Gedivra Yemer Rishut. Lav Daf Rishut. It doesn't mean if you want to, yes. If you don't want to, he can not daven. And like the previous year, Play said before, Lachat Nit Rishut Levatal Avur Mitzvah Cheres Averis. Like the second place in the Perek said, that Avad is Samazla. You have to daven Marv. It just means if you're busy doing another mitzvah, you don't have to stop doing something else to say, oh, it comes Man Marv, you're allowed to do something else. It's only if you're very torrid you can miss Marv. But Mitzchila, if for no reason, Avadi can't miss Marv. That's why the Mishnah says, the Gemara says, that if you didn't daven Marv, it says Shachris daven two times. So it says, we pass in Marv as a Rishuz. So if you didn't daven it, what do you have to daven two times Shachris for? So what if you didn't daven? That's why it says Avada Mitchil is supposed to daven Marav every night. It just means that if something else is very important taking place, you have a right to miss Marav. Haynu Agabi Mitzvah Cheres V'Yaveres. The other means Tipchat Tzilus Arvim V'Misneil. Aber China men ulvatla. But Sam, not to daven marav, about you supposed to daven marav every night.
What's the matter between marav Shabbos and Mincha then? I mean, it's tashlum in an office.
No, look, I've been saying, if you're doing something else, it's very important. For Shachas, you have to stop and daven Shachas. For Mincha, you have to stop. Marav, you don't have to stop. But for Kitzes and Machlekes, you have Gamliel and you have Yeshua. If it's a Chayva or a Shul. So the more famous, Maisi, a Tan Rabbonim. Maisi, the Talmud, Echa, Chabolos, and Rabbi Yeshua. Omalei, Philip Avris, Rishus, the Chayva. The Talmud, yes, the Yeshua, what's the Lotho? Omalei, Rishus. I say Yeshua, like you said before, he passes Rishus. Volos, and Gamliel. The Maisi came in front of the Gamliel. The Chidr of Gamliel was the Rosh Yeshiva, he was the Nasi, and the Gamliel Vice says, that Steicha said, Midas, that they Shammai is a very stark person, said the Gamliel. Omalei, Volos, and Gamliel. So the Talmud now came in front of the Gamliel. Omulei, Tzilus Arvus, Rishus HaChayza. He yes, on the Gamliel, the Shal now. What's the Locha? Is it Rishus or it's a Chayza? Omulei, Chayza. Yishnel, it's called a Chayza. Omulei, so the Talmud asks him, I, Valoy of Yeshua, Omulei Rishus. I, this other Rav of Yeshua, told me it's Rishus. Omulei, so the Gamliel got angry. Yeshua, you didn't the Chani. So the Gamliel said like this, Hamtin, let's wait, Achi Yichmus, Tumali, Trace, and the Beis HaMedrash. Until all the Tamil Chachomim come into the Beis HaMedrash. The Drashi Balas Rishna means Chachomim Hamanatchim Zeze Malocha. That they fight one another the Halocha, that's called Balei Tracy. So he's right till the Beis HaMedrash gets filled up. Kishenich was to Balei Tracy when all the Tamidim came into the Beis HaMedrash. Omat HaShoel. So when Gamliel let this Talmud get up and ask this question again, the Shoel and the Talmud there, in front of everybody, what's the Halocha? Tfilas Avos Rishus HaChayva. Omalei Rav Gamliel Chayva. He said, Rav Gamliel says the Chayva. Omal Hem Rav Gamliel Chomin. Rav Gamliel now told the Chomin. Klum, is there anybody? Klum Yeshodim Shechilat. The Dov Azeh. Is there anybody that argues on me that holds it's not called a Chayvah? Omalei Rav Yeshua La. Did he say yes to Yeshua? He said no. Nobody thinks it on you. Because if Yeshua was Nechtes and Rashim and said I don't think it on you. Omalei Rav Gamliel said no. Va'alei Mishmecha Omalei. I, the Talmud, told me in your name of Yeshua. The Rishus. That you yourself said that's Rishus. Omalei Yeshua. So the Gamliel told Yeshua, Amoyda Raglecha, stand up. The Yidubah. And tell me, Adis, what do you say? Do you say it's Rishus? Is there the Chayvah? Is Omad Yabishua, Yeshua had to get up, like he was embarrassing Yabishua. Omad Yabishua, Ragla Vyoma. Yabishua said like this. Amoli Anicha, if I was alive, Umeis, and the Gamliel was dead already, Yoko Achai Lachish at the name. It's possible I could be Machish and say, I never said it was Rishus, I still say it to Chayva. But the Yachshav Shanichai Vuchai, but now that I'm alive and the Gamliel is still alive, Heich Yoko Achai Lachish at the Chai. How could I be Machish to Chai? Now if he was Maida, that I take a hold, it's called the Rishus. Trashi Heich Yoko Achai, how could the living one, Lachish at the Chai, Al Korchi Anitzar of Lahudis, I have to be mighty to you, Rabbi Gamliel, Shemata Le Rishus, that I take a paskin, it's a Rishus. Because the first of Yeshua was Mechorot on the Rosh Shiva, the last of Rabbi Gamliel. Is Rabbi Gamliel, Yoshe, the Dairus, the Meister was, Rabbi Gamliel continued saying his Rosha, Rabbi Yeshua, I'm the Daraglis, he made him stand up all the time, he didn't let him sit down. At Shiran Lekolom, all the people got disgusted already, the Yomu Lechut, the Saturgrim, they told the Maturgman, and all the Rashiva used to say a shir, and there was a Maturgman there interpreting to the rest of the Talmidim. So Talmidim now told the Maturgman, keep quiet, don't say anymore. Amoy, be quiet. The Omud, and he kept quiet. Amri, the Talmidim now said to Gamliel, at Kama Nitzare, till how long are you going to be Mitzare of Yeshua? The Nazar. How long is this going to go on? It was 3 months already that you, Rav Gamliel, are the Mitzare of the Mavayish of Yeshua. Rosh Hashanah Ishtik Tzare. Last year, Rosh Hashanah, you were Mitzayivim. The Drashi was a mice, famous mice. Also, the Drashi, Ishtik Shanah Shavra, Rosh Hashanah. The Sefer Rosh Hashanah, Shomolei Goyzer Ani, Olecha Shetovi Etzi, the Maklakov, and Masecha, the Yerim HaKippur, Shechaliyah, the Cheshbonecha. Where the Machlaik is, how do you make the Cheshbon when your Kippur comes out? According to Rabbi Shua, it comes out on Shabbos, and according to Rabbi Gamliel, it came out the next day. So the Gamliel told Rabbi Shua, you think it's a kippah today? I want you to come to me with your pocket, with your money, like you show him you were wrong. That's what he made such a gzeir upon him. Baita was one maisa. Bibchoris, another maisa was in Sechem Chorus, a maisa to Reb Tzadik. There was a maisa to Rashim Chorus, Sechem Chorus, maisa to Tzadik. Bibchoris to Reb Tzadik, Hevelei Bukhbukhur. Tzadik had a Bukhur. The Yom Rav Gamliel Reb Yeshua, Amoda Raglechet Yochi. Same answer. Was it a Momoida? Was it a good Momoida? Not a good Momoida? Same Shalom. Machlok is the Gamil called you Yeshua. Stand up in front of everybody. Hochi Nami Tsare. Now the third time, Yavaiti Yabi Mitzar Yab Yeshua. He makes them stand up for nothing. His Torah Venavre. The Chur, they said, let's get rid of this Rosh Hashiva. We're going to take on Gamil, make him Rosh Hashiva. So after Gemara, Man Nukum late, but who is going to take him the place of Gamil? Is Nukum Le Yeshua, Mal Mais to heaven. And Nukum Le Yeshua, the Chur, let's put up Yab Yeshua, he's a Chosh Venench. Have the Gemara Mal Mais to heaven. No, you can't do it. Since Rav Gamliel Kefedi was Mechuluk Rav Yeshua, it's not nice to put Rav Yeshua. So Drashi, why not? Drashi, Balmai, Sehevi, Sehevi, Rav Gamliel, Tzaret, Fei. If you're going to put Rav Yeshua in our Shiva, your mom is going to make Rav Gamliel, Eis Mensch. His Mishnah, you take Rav Gamliel, Eis Nasi, it was like the same Shemayim. The elder wasn't a good Rav Shiva anymore. But to take the other one who is Mechuluk with, make him Rav Shiva, that's going to be too much a patch in the face to Rav Gamliel. So I say right, we can't do it. Is Nukmei the Rebbe Kiva, let's make Rebbe Kiva Rosh Hashiva, but the more name Dilma Onish Lein. Maybe Rebbe Gamliel will give him a call or give him an Onish. Why? The last place is Chusavis. Rebbe Kiva didn't have any Chusavis. So Rosh Hashiva Dilma Onish Rebbe Gamliel. So we can't put Rebbe Kiva Rosh Hashiva connected Rebbe Gamliel. El Nukmei Rebbe Lotha Ben Azariah. Let's make him Rosh Hashiva. Why? The Huchachim is a very smart person. The Usher is a rich person. The Asir really Ezra. He has a lot of Yichus. He's a 10th generation down from Ezra. So tomorrow, Chochem, he's a Chochem Dimakshalei in the Parakle. If Gamliel's going to ask him any kashyas, he's a big Chochem, he'll be able to answer him back. Vu Osher, he's rich, the Yosle, the Fluche, the Kaiser, the king, the Caesar there, will tell him, come and you have to give us money, like I'll take you, I'll you from being Rosh Hashiva. Afu Wazla Polach, he'll have money to pay off, he wouldn't have to move himself from being Rosh Hashiva. Vu Asirul Ezra, he's a 10th generation from Ezra, he's first Chosovis. He's not going to be afraid that Gamliel will give him a klala because he has chosavis. For leimati inishle, he can't give him a klala. Also, the omrule, so they went to ask Reb Lezer ben Azariah, nichale lamar the lehevi resh mesifta. We asked you, do you want to become Rosh Hashiva? Omrulu, the first thing he answered back was, eizu v'yimlich v'yin shebeis, I have to ask my wife. The first thing he has to ask the wife, which should be maskumana. If I said to become Rosh Hashiva, you're not going to be home too often, you're very, very busy. You have to first get the shoot from your wife. Also, the Yimbukhle, so he went to ask his wife. On the way, she answered back, Dilma Mavilnacha, you want to be Rosh Hashiva? Maybe you only give Rosh Hashiva for 1-2 days. And later, Chvesham Gamliel, with his Chochmah, will tell.